Right now, the winds have picked up just a little bit. There is a little bit of a breeze at this hour. Southwest winds at 3. Barometer at 29.83 is on the upward swing. 76% relative humidity and no precipitation today. Again, right now, after an earlier reading of 79 this morning, it is 76.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. The News at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. Also sponsored this hour by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Executive action on immigration expected today.
President Biden is set to announce two major immigration programs. One to protect nearly 500,000 spouses of U.S. citizens from deportation, and another to make it easier for some migrants, including so-called dreamers, to get work visas. That's according to a source familiar with the discussion.
That's ABC's Lana Moise. Russian President Vladimir Putin is headed to North Korea. In an op-ed in North Korean state media, he thanked Pyongyang for supporting actions in Ukraine. Tens of millions of us are under heat alerts today. Chicago already setting a record this week because of the weather. The heat dome, which traps hot air in, stretches from the Midwest up into the Northeast. Could be more records set this week. Thailand's Senate has voted overwhelmingly to approve a bill legalizing same-sex marriage. And the Boston Celtics winning a record-breaking 18th NBA championship last night. The Celtics breaking a tie with the Lakers for the most championships. This is ABC News. A new monolith mystery in the Nevada desert.
Yesterday, the Las Vegas Metro Police Department let folks on social media know about the appearance of a mysterious monolith on a trail north of the city. Just 2 months after a man discovered another monument-looking thing in Wales, and he said there were no footsteps around it at all. And in 2020, many similar-looking structures were found across the world. That year, there were around 24 discovered in just a few short weeks. With so many popping up in 2020 and now a few more in 2024, it makes you wonder, do aliens just love an election year, or are we all being pranked in a worldwide effort?
That's ABC's Danny New. The federal government suing the maker of Photoshop, accusing Adobe of hiding fees and making it hard to cancel subscriptions. And customer service is slipping. Here's a surprise. Latest annual survey by Forrester puts its customer service index at its lowest level since 2016. High prices and issues with AI chatbots getting some of the blame. Pet care company Chewy gets the highest marks for customer service. This is ABC News.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Hi, this is Lisa from the Bag Center, conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, offering 30-inch bale wrap starting at $89 a roll, bunker covers in various sizes, as well as Clerk egg bags. Also carrying Blue All Milk 2020 Non-Med with Biomoss Milk Replacer, as long as supplies last, $55 a bag. Conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Well, yesterday, Zach Plesac pitched 6 innings of 4-hit ball in his Angels debut and his first Major League start in nearly 14 months. And Zach Neto hit a 2-run home run in the Los Angeles 5-3 win over the Brewers. The Brewers
picked up some big hits from Jake Bowers and Bryce Terang, who both homered for the National League Central Brewers, but that was not enough. Elsewhere yesterday, Atlanta 2-1 over Detroit, the Mets 14-2 over Texas. In the American League, Boston 7, Toronto 3. National League, Pittsburgh 4-1 over Cincinnati. Philadelphia 9, San Diego 2. St. Louis 7-6 over Miami. San Francisco 7-6 winners against the Cubs. And the Dodgers beat Colorado 9-4. Jason Tatum had 31 points, 11 assists, and 8 rebounds as the Celtics topped the Dallas Mavericks 106-88 to claim the franchise's 18th championship, breaking a tie with the Los Angeles Lakers for the most in league history.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
A high in the low 90s. Today, afternoon heat indices could be as warm as 95 degrees. A slight chance of a shower today. More showers possible tonight. About a tenth to a quarter of an inch overnight. A low of 68. 76. Some small amounts again on Wednesday of some rain. Thursday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. And a high of 80. In Richland Center, the midnight mark was 79. We are down from that. It is 76 degrees in Richland Center. We'll be right back. Nate Smith on WRCO Country and Community. Yours truly, Phil Nee. Glad to be back in the community. Thanks to Bo Hendricks for filling in yesterday. And good to be back. Needed that extra day to kind of say goodbye to guests and then also to rest and relax a little bit. Yes, it was a warm one yesterday, of course, in the afternoon, and then running some errands. And as I mentioned earlier, as I returned to Sextonville, we had quite a bit more rain, it seemed, than we did right here in the greater Richland Center City area. But everybody was just kind of a little bit different there yesterday, and some heat and humidity. Kind of a dangerous situation across the entire U.S. With some heat and some temperatures that are going to be up there and challenging for a lot of folks. Reminder, Second Harvest Food Drive-Thru Pickup in Boscobel will be held today. That will begin at 9:30 this morning at Corpus Christi Catholic Church parking lot. It is free to everyone, and there is no income guideline for that as well. Inspectors were scheduled to perform standard annual inspection on the existing 130-133 South Bridge in Lone Rock this Thursday. That inspection has been moved up to today. Wisconsin DOT traffic across the bridge will be flagged to a single lane most of the day today across that Lone Rock Bridge starting at 8 o'clock. Important reminders from WRCO. That's what we're here for. This is Thompson Square.
Daddy put a little work hard in my boots. No matter how hard I hit the throttle, I'm still tangled up in these roots. I'm talking Alabama with a red bandana. Coastline to coastline, no matter which way the crow flies, I got.
my tears, it goes tumbling to the floor. Once again, the whole town will be talking. Yes, they will. Lord, I've seen the pity that's in their eyes. They could never understand. It's her sorrow, it's not a man. And no matter what they say, we know she tried. I know she didn't mean to make me cry. It's not her heart, Lord, it's her mind. She didn't mean to be unkind. Why she even woke me up to say goodbye.
Goodbye. She even woke me up to say goodbye. 76 degrees here at WRCO on this Tuesday, the 18th of June, the 170th day of 2024. Well, the Brewers didn't get it done last night, but they've been winning a lot of series, and that's the key thing. Had the win over the weekend against the Reds, series-wise, but a defeat on the West Coast last night. Brewer games starting a little bit later now. The Brewers are on the road in a California trip, and quite a few of the games don't start broadcast time until like 8 o'clock, so you may need to take a nap today to stay up for the Brewer game tonight.
The House on the Rock Resort in rural Spring Green is hiring for hotel front desk positions. They have openings for second shift, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., and third shift, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. They're hiring for summer staff, as well as summer through fall and early winter staff. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team today.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Celebrate June Dairy Month every Tuesday with WRCO and ET Foods. Win 1 gallon of milk every Tuesday. Be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell's Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO and happy June Dairy Month.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
WRCO Radio. News, weather, and sports comes up today at 6:30 here on the radio as we assemble our crack staff. Hank is here. I think Ole the Cat is out on the prowl today, so all is right.
Disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado, jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried, and I don't know if I'm. Still can't tell.
Sunday sermon. Holy water with my bourbon. Standing on the bridge, I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always faded? It feels like I'm caught in between.
Next, a news update from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Join Pine Valley Community Village on Sunday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or until sold out for the Pine Valley Community Village drive-thru chicken barbecue. For just $13, you can enjoy a delicious meal featuring half a barbecue chicken, potato salad, baked beans, a roll, and a slice of homemade pie. Everyone is welcome, so bring your family and friends for a tasty feast. Drive-through convenience, amazing food, and a great cause. We'll see you at Pine Valley Community Village June 23rd. Don't miss out. Remember, it's first come, first served.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Your attention, please. Frogan's Do It Best Retirement Sale liquidation is going on now. That's right. Hurry in and save during Frogan's Do It Best store closing sale. Everything goes, including all hardware, power tools, grills, hand tools, appliances, furniture, and more. First come, first serve. After 91 years in business, the Frogan family will retire. Save up to 50% store-wide. Doors open at 8 a.m. daily. Frogan's Do It Best in Boscobel is liquidating to the bare walls, and it's your chance to save like never again. Hurry in today. All sales final. Cash or credit card only. Cash and carry pricing with delivery available. Frogan's Do It Best Retirement Sale in Boscobel. Basketball is going on now.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News time on WRCO today is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Mostly sunny, hot, humid, and breezy for today. Afternoon heat indices as warm as 95 degrees and a slight chance of a shower today, a high of 92. In Richland Center, it is 76 degrees.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court and Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court and Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Inspectors were scheduled to perform standard annual inspection on the existing 130-133 South Bridge in Lone Rock this Thursday. That inspection has been moved up to today. Wisconsin DOT traffic across the bridge will be flagged to a single lane most of the day today on the Lone Rock Bridge, starting at 8 this morning. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Democratic Governor Tony Evers' partial veto, locking in a school funding increase for the next 400 years. The Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Litigation Center filed a lawsuit in April, arguing the governor exceeded his authority. The plaintiffs asked the high court to strike down the veto without waiting for the case to go through lower courts. The court issued an order which was saying it would take the case. The justices did not elaborate beyond setting a briefing schedule. At issue is a partial veto Evers made in the state budget in July of 2023 that increased revenue public schools can raise per student $325 annually until 2025. Thunderstorms can develop quickly, and knowing what to do and where you can go to help avoid dangerous lightning strikes, according to the National Lightning Safety Council, is important. 14 people were killed by lightning in the United States and its territories in 2023. Today, June 18th, is Wisconsin Lightning Safety Awareness Day, and Ready Wisconsin encourages you to learn how to protect yourself while spending time outdoors. During a thunderstorm, the safest place to seek shelter is inside a sturdy enclosed structure, such as a house. Get out of open areas and stay away from bodies of water, such as lakes or rivers. Never take cover under a tree. If you are inside a vehicle, avoid touching the metal surfaces. If a person is struck by lightning, immediately dial 911. Start CPR if you are trained and certified. Do not be afraid to touch the victim. The human body does not hold any electrical charge. For more tips on lightning safety, head to readywisconsin.wi.gov. Over 75 million people in the U.S. are under extreme heat alerts as the heat wave moves eastward. The Mid-Atlantic and New England areas are likely to see highs in the 90s as this week continues. Western Tech College is receiving a $2.2 million grant to help towards enrolling students and helping them finish college. The grant, announced by Senator Tammy Baldwin this week, is to help students working towards a degree in career paths that are in demand in the area. Part of the grant will be used to work with area schools and businesses to create programs that are made for students in smaller communities, helping them find opportunities in pre-apprenticeship and apprenticeship roles. The 2024 State High School Rodeo Finals were held over the weekend at the Richland County Fairgrounds. It was a crowning weekend for a few, as Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield was named Rodeo Queen. Grace Bennett of Lancaster was named first runner-up. Danny Borkart of Clinton was second runner-up. And Rayanne Burdick of Neshcrow was the third runner-up in the Queen's contest. Josie Lau of Richland Center was named All-Around Cowgirl. Reserve All-Around Cowgirl was Raylan Johnson of Broadhead. Sage Kite of Oxford was named Rookie Cowgirl of the Year. J.B. Bound of Fort Atkinson was named All-Around Cowboy. Reserve All-Around Cowboy was Keegan Cooley of Richland Center. Tyson Peschel of Mondovi was named Rookie Cowboy of the Year. Schneider Timed Event High Point Freshman was Tyson Peschel. The American Quarter Horse Association Horse of the Year Award in the Cowgirl category went to TRS Sock and Dash, Dash for short, owned by Josie Lau. Also Carvanel Cat or Mia, owned by Tyler Parr of Mondovi, in the Cowboys category. In each rodeo event, the top four individuals will represent Wisconsin at the Nationals in Rock Springs, Wyoming, next month. In reined cow horse, Carly Guckenberger placed first, J.B. Bound was second, Taylor Donsky of Sparta was third, and Josie Lau was fourth. In saddle bronc riding, Trip Kite of Oxford placed first, and Tyson Peschel was second. In barrel racing, Josie Lau was first, Allie Butler of Mondovi was second, Raylan Johnson third, and Molly McBride of Holman was fourth. Also in trap shooting, Cade Moorhead of Baldwin, Iowa placed first. Samuel Moorhead of Baldwin, Iowa was second. Johnny Harms of Platteville was third. And Lucas Miller of Mineral Point placed fourth. In light rifle, Jenna Bresch of Reedsburg placed first. Josie Waldinger was second. Ethan Olson of Toma was third. Cade Waldinger of Holman was fourth. Best of luck to all the competitors at next month's Nationals in Rock Springs, Wyoming. A look at just some of the award winners from over the weekend at the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals. Police are investigating an armed robbery at a Walmart. The incident happened Saturday on the west side of Madison. A clerk told police that a man approached their register and pulled out a handgun. They handed over money as ordered, and the man fled the scene. No one was injured, and no customers were harmed or threatened, and no arrests have yet been made. A man who brought guns to the state capitol has pleaded guilty. 44-year-old Joshua Pleasnik showed up at the capitol not once but twice last October, both times looking to talk to Governor Tony Evers and both times armed with firearms. Pleasnik initially appeared outside the governor's office. He had a handgun and told Capitol Police he wanted to speak with Evers. Pleasnik was arrested but posted bail and hours later was outside the now closed building, this time with an assault rifle. Last week, he was sentenced to 30 days in the Dane County Jail after pleading guilty to a misdemeanor charge of carrying a firearm in a public building. Multiple Wisconsin animal shelters are calling on you to get your cats spayed and neutered. Spring and summer, commonly known as kitten season because so many kittens are brought into shelters, either as strays or from unexpected litters from unfixed pets. Langlade County Shelter has 70 cats in the building, and all of their foster homes are full of kittens. Dane County Humane Society is offering reduced fees on cat adoption to help make room in their shelter. And the parent company of Van Gelder and Wisconsin Coach has filed for bankruptcy. People often use these buses to get to or from Chicago, Madison, and Milwaukee. Executives from Coach USA say ridership numbers didn't bounce back to pre-pandemic levels. The company has more than $300 million in debt and other outstanding obligations. Company officials say filing for bankruptcy will preserve thousands of jobs. Van Gelder and Wisconsin Coach will soon be owned by the Renko Group.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs.
We look forward to serving you.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 92 and heat indices as warm as 95. A little bit later on today, a slight chance of a shower. That chance increases to rain likely this evening with amounts a tenth to a quarter of an inch possible with some isolated higher amounts and a low of 68 overnight. More rain possible again on Wednesday and a high of 76. So noticeably cooler at that time. Yesterday, we were at 87 for a high and picked up 14 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Right now in Richland Center, we have a light breeze. After an early reading this morning of 79, we are down from that. It is 76 degrees.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's Public Indoor Swimming Pool and Fitness Center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's Tractor Experts. Coming up, a look at some area scores from yesterday, and the Brewers began a California road trip with a loss to the Angels last night.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, 3 points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Yesterday in American Legion Baseball, Viroqua Legion 18U team defeated Gaze Mills. Final score was 7-1. And the Simon Shark Swim team started off their 24 season with a win at Mineral Point versus the host Water Dogs and the visiting Prairie du Chien Water Hawks. The Sharks were led by veteran swimmers Clancy Hying, Malachi Fretz, and Leah Chambers, who all earned 3 individual first place winners. The Sharks are back into action coming up Wednesday night at 5 at Simon's Recreation Complex. There was no late-game magic in a 5-3 loss to the Angels Monday night. The Brewers lead Major League Baseball with 22 come-from-behind wins, but that wasn't in the cards this time. Rookie Carlos Rodriguez took the loss after giving up all 5 runs in less than 5 innings. Milwaukee got home runs from Jake Bowers and Bryce Tarang, but according to manager Pat Murphy, they didn't do their best.
We didn't play a complete ball game, you know, on any side of the ball, defense, pitching. Offense, we had, you know, opportunities again and didn't come through. So, yeah, that's disappointing, you know, but credit to the Angels. They did a nice job. The pitcher, you know, he battled, did some great things.
The Brewers try to even the series tonight behind Tobias Myers. Elsewhere in interleague play, Atlanta 2-1 over Detroit. The Mets 14, Texas 2. In the National League, Pittsburgh 4-1 over Cincinnati. Philadelphia beat San Diego 9-2. St. Louis 7, Miami 6. San Francisco beat the Cubs 7-6. And the Dodgers over Colorado 9-5. Boston defeated Toronto 7-3. Jason Tatum had 31 points, 11 assists, and 8 rebounds as the Celtics topped the Dallas Mavericks 106-88 to claim the franchise's 18th championship, breaking a tie with the Lakers for the most in league history. Boston earned its latest title on the 16th anniversary of hoisting its last Larry O'Brien trophy in 2008. It marks the 13th championship won this century by one of the city's big four professional sports franchises. Starting July 22nd, a total of 16 practices during Packers training camp will be open to the public. All of those practices will be held at Ray Nitschke Field, except for family night on August 3rd. The preseason schedule kicks off the afternoon of August 10th at Cleveland against the Browns. Team officials say the traditional bicycle ride will follow, with players joining the kids riding from the Lambeau Field locker room on the stadium's east side to the practice field. The Packers anticipate that about 80,000 fans will show up, which means more than $9 million to the regional economy. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on Tuesday Morning Sports.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly, and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know, whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week, with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no-obligation, free one-week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
100.9 WRCO.
I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury. Lord, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. About a Mercury, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Put it high, get out. Well, my baby went out, she didn't stay long. Bought herself a Mercury, come a cruising. Yeah, she's crazy about her Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I tell you what I'd do, I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury, Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road.
Dusty Georgia peach and some faded blue denim. Jumping in them Wranglers, barely getting in them. Buttons hanging on, thank God they ain't giving. Flaunting what we got like we do it for a living. Dusty kill, to the nines. To the nines. I got your back, and you got mine. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair. Thicker than our Georgia and Louisiana hair. Thicker than molasses from the patches to the seams. Stealing hearts is in our genes. Southern girls, we're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. Blessed by the cornbread mama's been fixing. Got them boys buzzing more than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Busting out the tin like some Pillsbury biscuits. How we got in them, that's some Tybo fitness. Little right key, left key, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom high, gimme, gimme, gimme. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair. Thicker than our Georgia and Louisiana hair. Thicker than molasses from the patches to the seams. Stealing hearts is in our genes. Southern girls, we're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. We're thick as thieves. Right key, left key, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom high.
Lauren Elena on WRCO Radio and Thick as Thieves. It's 8 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're holding steady at 76 degrees. And, yeah, a warm one, a sticky one. It's going to be that way again through the day, but maybe it'll break a little bit. Temperature of 76 for the high tomorrow. That will seem like fall all of a sudden.
Morning, this is Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results from June the 17th. We had 395 head today. 41 head of fat cattle day. High yielding choice Holstein steers 170 to 180. Choice Holstein steers 159 to 169. Select unfinished steers and heifers 158 and down. 83 head of slaughter cows day. Top 20% bring 126 to 136. The middle 60, 106 to 125. And the bottom 20% 105 and down. Three bulls day. Most bulls 145 to 157. 249 head of calves day. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 430 to 720. Quality Holstein heifer calves 420 and down, quality beef calves 300 to 970, and the length pork quality calves $130 down. And don't forget, we have a feeder sale next week. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
Come join Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric for Customer Appreciation Day this Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy Milwaukee Tool Day sale, spend $250 or more, and you will be entered to win exciting prizes like grill bundles, tools, and a Gerber toilet. Plus, the Richland Center High School Class of 2025 will be serving up delicious hot dogs. Don't miss out on the fun and great deals. Join them this Friday at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. See you there.
Yesterday, since I wasn't here, I was looking back on what days that I was supposed to celebrate, what day I missed yesterday. And the biggest one was National Eat Your Vegetables Day. So I was sitting here feeling guilty, like, how many? Oh, I don't think I ate enough yesterday. Yeah, when you have to kind of think about it, yeah, probably not. So maybe I'll have to get on with that today. The vegetables in the garden in Sextonville are doing all right. There have been a couple of instances where maybe the little baby rabbits got through the mighty fortress fence that I built for those edibles that the little animals like there in the Sextonville garden. June claims that something was nibbling on the leaves of her beans and cabbage. How could that be, that fence that I built? I can't imagine that, but we'll have to do some fence fixing tonight, baby. Here's Bob Seger in the Silver Bullet Band.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Janie was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we share, the mountains that we move. Nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore that it never would end. I remember how she held me oh so tight. Wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Against the wind, we were running against the wind. Alone, surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends, I found myself further and further from my home, and I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live, never worried about paying or even how much I owe. Deadlines and commitments.